Hello, Chamber Faithful. This is Jeremy Field, your host, and signing. Going to be my last podcast here with the Boise Metro Chamber of Commerce. It was fun to go out with a friend of mine, Todd Christensen. Yeah, he works at Capital Educators Federal Credit Union. CapEd is the new branding, but I'll always be a traditionalist in my heart. Great financial institution started during the Depression to help educators get loans. So I love their history, and he has some fun things to talk about how an institution founded by educators is continuing their role in education for financial literacy with young people. So I really hope you enjoy that conversation. On the week of January 17th through the 23rd, we have a couple things going here for the Cork Board. We have at noon, In Search of Civility on the Monday. That will be a fun conversation where we have the title is Patriotism and Civility, and we'll be discussing some of the things that we see, narratives really around different things, including patriotic symbols, but really it's just generally about how should leaders in the community respond to any kind of a sensitive subject, and do our words invite a collaboration and community, or do they foment division? And so that's really the thrust of that conversation. I think you really enjoy it. One of my old professors, Mark Macbeth, from Idaho State University, who is one of the co-authors of the Narrative Policy Framework, is going to talk a little bit about that theory and the research that's been done to see the effects of how we talk about heroes and villains and who we describe, how that either brings people together or tears them apart, and that gives us the opportunity to decide what kind of language we want to use in the public sphere. Do we want to be a force that, brings healing and unity when we can, or are we the people that divide? And so that's kind of the invitation we'll see how that goes. It'll be a great conversation. We'll have some great participants, Isaac Belden, as well as former Governor Otter. It'll be a great thing. So, on Thursday, July 21st, we have our chamber check-in with Capital City Development Corporation, which will be really interesting. Paul always does such a great job with those chamber check-ins. And that will be at 2 p.m. on July 21st. At 5 p.m. on July 21st, we'll have a connect with BYP members. And so that'll be at the Idaho Botanical Garden. And it'll be part of their Great Garden Escape concert series. I think this will be a really fun one. So if you're involved or want to be involved with BYP, the Boise Young Professionals, come to this one. BYP members only pay $15 to go to the event, and should be a really fun evening. And then on July 22nd, there's another chamber check-in. Paul will be visiting with Digital House. So hope you enjoy this week of events at the Chamber, and take care of yourselves. And without further ado, here is Todd. Todd Christensen, welcome to the Idaho Cutthroat Business Podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm good. I'm really glad that you're on the podcast today. We've known each other for a while now. And so it's just kind of, for listeners, this is going to be my last podcast with the Boise Metro Chamber. And so it's kind of fun to leave with someone who I've considered a friend for a while. And I really appreciate you doing it.
Absolutely. Well, it's always a pleasure. I know our personal histories as well as our business history kind of interweaves back and forth. And if we go back through history and family, it goes back 86 years.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Todd, talking back in history, that's what I want to do. I want to talk to you about your background, where you grew up, went to school, all that good stuff.
Well, I am a Minnekazur, or Burley Rupert boy, born and raised, went to Minico High School. Did graduate about a year early to come up to Boise to serve as a page for the Centennial Legislative Session.
Oh, which is such and a great experience for people. I think that's so awesome you did that.
You know, an awesome shout out to then Representative Maxine Bell. She started in the state legislature. She's an icon in Idaho politics. Actually, it was through her work that I was able to work for the Legislative Service Center in her first legislative session. So that goes back a few years, maybe a few decades even. but from there, graduated from high school, came here to Boise State, spent a year at Boise State, and then went out on an LDS mission, had the wonderful opportunity to serve in Argentina, gained a deep appreciation for the Latin American culture, gained some good Spanish proficiency that I use today in my professional career.
Yeah, what about barbecue skills? That great Argentine beef.
Hey, you know, Argentinian beef is some of the best in the world. And that's probably a whole other podcast for another day.
It's true.
Came back from Argentina, finished my degree at Boise State in public finance, public administration. Was working at the Idaho Secretary of State's office at the time and came in contact with the former executive director of the Australian Securities and Exchange Commission. We were actually out at San Chapelle, and I always share the story that I don't know if it was the great wine that he was drinking, the stimulating conversation, or what, but he offered me a job, and that took us down to Australia. By that time, I had been married, and we had two infant daughters, and we moved to Australia, and I worked for the Securities and Exchange Commission for just over a year.
That's really neat.
It was an amazing experience to
Where in Australia were you? Were you in Sydney?
We are in Melbourne. Melbourne okay. is the financial hub of Australia, similar to what New York is here in the United States. And then Sydney is more equivalent to the entertainment capital, entertainment activity similar to, say, Hollywood and Southern California.
Okay.
But it was an incredible experience. We've had an opportunity to go back there as a family to share with our kids where they grew up for their first year plus of their lives. But after that experience, came back to Idaho and was the first executive director of the Minidoka and Kaja County, or the Minnekazur Economic Development Council. So I have deep roots to economic development, community development, to chambers of commerce as well. From the Minnekazur EDC, I went and ran the Centralia Chehalis Chamber of Commerce for about 8 years, almost 9 years. And then got into the banking world, worked with Bank of the Pacific as they went through a merger of three banks into one, served as their VP of marketing and community engagement. And that's where I fell in love with the opportunity to work with financial institutions, especially those who are very close to the community. Did take a step out of the finance world and served as the president and CEO for a while of the Coeur d'Alene Chamber of Commerce, and then was there in Coeur d'Alene for about 5 years, and then have been here with CAPED. Holy cow, it's coming up on 8 years. Started out as the VP of Marketing and Business Development. As we've grown as an organization, today my title is Chief Marketing Officer.
I love that story, and I don't blame you at all. If you haven't been, you know, it's a local podcast, so people know about Coeur d'Alene, but it's just
Absolutely.
Gorgeous. I married mm-hmm. a girl who grew up in Coeur d'Alene, and I'll forever be grateful that I did. She's just incredible, but it's such a gorgeous part of our state, and I love it so much.
And the great state of Idaho has so much to offer, whether that's the eastern Idaho area and the Tetons, Idaho Falls, Pocatello, Soda Spring area, that has its uniqueness for Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
The South Central Idaho, the agricultural plains of Idaho. My grandfather, who worked in the agricultural community in the early 1930s, so growing up in the Rupert area and the large farms of, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 acre farms, he was always just amazed and impressed by how much was produced. Where before, if they were to be able to put up, you know, 30 or 40 sacks of potatoes in a season, that was a big harvest. And So South Central Idaho, the agriculture, you move over here into the western portion of the state of the Treasure Valley, continues with its agricultural, move up through the central part of the state and the natural resources, and then the beauty of northern Idaho or North Idaho, or, you know, with Lake Ponderay, Lake Cascade, Lake Cascade on the way driving up, I guess,
sure, yeah.
Cascade and Lake Payette, and then get up to Lake Coeur d'Alene and Ponderay, just a spectacular state.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment of riches. So,
When we say the great state of Idaho, it truly is the great state of Idaho.
Yeah. I mean, we're discovered. Our real estate prices reflect that. So,
Certainly.
Which, you know, again, brings us all back to banking, because if you want to enjoy that, you're going to have to have a good lending partner.
A good lending partner, CapEd, has been in that as part of our community. And that's kind of where it goes back to where our histories and family histories tie together. CapEd was founded in 1936. And your great uncle, right?
That's right.
Your great uncle, Dr. Ace Chatburn, was one of our founding board members and served on our board for a continuous 70 years. And so he dedicated a lot of his time to CapEd Credit Union. We were founded as Boise Teachers Federal Credit Union. And then in the early 70s, in 1972, became Capital Educators Federal Credit Union. And that's easy for me to say, but that doesn't roll off people's lips very easily. So in the early 2000s, we took a cue from our members, and who refer to us simply as CapEd, and to be able to help those who are new to our community truly understand that we are a credit union, a not-for-profit, a member-owned financial institution. We brand ourselves as CapEd Credit Union.
Yeah, I love, you know, because I had Grand Uncle Ace here in town, he was always a mentor to me. You know, you talked about it. It was founded in 1936 during the Depression, which ingrained something in my great uncle Ace's soul through that experience. And, you know, they started that credit union because they couldn't get a loan as educators anywhere else. I remember him telling me the story about they were living in what, you know, was eventually his garage, but he was amongst the first of the loans to expand that and to make it better so that when the winters were happening, they were able to stay a lot warmer than they were during the Depression. And, you know, as a young man, I remember he came to our house, and I was 8 years old, and it was me and my brother who was six and my sister was four, and he talked to our family about saving and how important it was to be frugal and prepare for bad times, plan your money. He always told me things like, you know, only invest in the stock market where you can afford to lose. he was such a cautious man through that experience, and just how he lived. He shaped me in a lot of ways. I worked for him for a dollar an hour, but that whole idea that, you know, I'll always think of CapEd, the first place I ever had a savings account, you know, that was where I started to learn about how to take care of money and how to budget and, you know, respect a budget, really.
Right. Well, and those principles of good financial stewardship, good financial money principles continue in CapEd's DNA today as people helping people. And inside our mission and vision, there's this tenet of financial well-being. And that's a financial well-being that starts at an early age. It's awesome to hear you talk about your great uncle, Ace Chatburn, and being able to work for a dollar an hour. For me, I recall having gotten my first job as helping a dairy, feeding cows and milking cows, and it was a dollar an hour. I think it eventually moved up to $1.25 an hour. But I remember the first paid check, it was truly a handwritten check. My dad down in Rupert, he took me into then, and still is, a great financial institution today, First Federal Savings Bank. And before he went in, he looked at me and said, "Son, let me tell you something extremely important. It's about interest." And he said, "There are people who collect interest and those who pay interest. Work to be the person that collects interest." And maybe that's why today I work for a financial institution. But it was that early principle of Making sure you pay yourself first, making sure that you do your financial contributions, whether that's through a faith-based or community-based organization, and make sure you're taking care of yourself today as well as planning for the future.
Yeah, a lot of good principles that hopefully you learn when you're young so that, you know, as you get older, you're setting yourself up for success in the long run.
Exactly. And that's something that, you know, as you and I have chatted the last couple of weeks or maybe months, it's something that CapEd has been working on for 2 years. And we recently launched a new complement of youth and young adult accounts. They're called the Rise Youth and Young Adult Account. And then we also have a companion app that's built into our mobile banking, or what we refer to as our e-banking platform, where parents, and if grandparents are linked to accounts, family or adults can have meaningful conversations and interaction with their children about youth management principles. And so we're happy to share more about that.
Yeah, please do. Tell us more about that.
Well, let me first of all talk about the app. We call it the Rise app. You'll see imagery of our hot air balloon tied to that. Our hot air balloon is called Read to Rise. It ties in our deep affinity and love for the education community and a focus on early childhood learning. So CapEd's hot air balloon is Read to Rise. If you learn to read, you can rise throughout your entire life, your career, and with good reading skills, you can pretty much take yourself anywhere. Now, Rise app and the Rise Youth and Young Adult Savings Account is applied to the financial journey. So the app is built into CapEd's e-banking, and give you a flavor of it. A parent can send a chore or a task to a child, all done through electronic means. The child can pick that up. They see that in their mobile device. Hey, dad's asked you to take out the trash. Dad's asked you to mow the lawn. Mom's asked you to do the dishes or do the variety of household chores. Parents can assign that. Children then accomplish that or finish that chore or task. They can send video proof or photo proof that they've completed that chore or task. And then mom and dad can pay for that one. They can pay allowance through the app. There's a plethora of information in our It's a Money Thing, Know Your Money. I think we're up to 45, if not nearly 50, small animated videos on money management principles. What's a credit report? What's a credit score? How does your credit score improve? What could cause your credit score to go down? Inside of the app, there's all of these animated videos. There's trophies that are built into it. So younger children, these videos are actually available and really geared to all age. We've seen family use them around the around the dining room table or the living room with kids as young as 6-7 years old to help them understand the principle of saving money and money management. The other cool thing inside of the app is a child can borrow money from parents or guardian, and the guardian can set what the term is, what the interest rate is. What happens to the interest rate? Is that given back to the child as part of their savings account? So this Rise app, we took 2 years to build it to be able to have that interaction between guardian or parents with children of all ages. And that's available in our CapEd e-banking. It's the little Rise for those who are members that are listening. You can tap on the Rise app. It's a balloon icon, and go through the registration process. Or for you, those of your listeners who are not yet CapEd members, we invite you to become a part of CapEd Credit Union so you have access to that e-banking. Technically, it's referred to as a widget. We market it and help share with the community that it's the Rise app.
No, I love that. It's financial literacy is a big topic. It was a big topic and something that's Republican nominee for the Secretary of State talked a lot about. I was part of her platform when the May primary shook out. But I know it's a big conversation that we need to make sure that our high school seniors are graduating with financial literacy and to be able to start young and understand those terms and understand how You can either make money work for you or you work for it. You know, I love that you're helping parents have some new tools to start those conversations at an earlier age.
And that's what we've designed the app for, with its gamification, so that it's fun. Yeah. And it's an opportunity for parents and children, or children, to explore on their own. We know that through the RISE Association, which is area here in the Southwest Idaho, the superintendents, they have gotten together through the RISE, or the Treasure Valley Education Partnership. In the last several years, they've done an exit survey to high school seniors. And they've asked the question of, and I don't know if this is the specific wording of the question, but it's in general, it's what did you not get in high school that you wish that you would have gotten or received from an education or training standpoint? Something like 83-85% all said money management, or how to manage my money, financial literacy, financial well-being.
Yeah.
And that's something that is part of that conversation within Idaho's education community of how do we help encourage the conversation, whether that's through Junior Achievement of Idaho, which has programs available for nearly all grade levels, whether it's done through CapEd's RISE app or a program that we have that's called Mad City Money, where we come in and expose high school students to a game of life, if you will, encouraging them to buy a car, a home, budget, understand their credit card debt, what their student loan may be, and how they are best prepared for when they go out on their own. And the other piece, we talked a little bit about the app, but we also have an account that is for individuals ages 0 to 25. We have match savings. So those who are looking for, you know, that interest that I talked about of collecting interest, the Youth RISE savings account provides up to a $25 match within the first 3 months. So you come in and open up an account at $100 CapEd with a commitment to help you along this financial journey, we're going to match that with $25.
Yeah, I like that. That's even a kind of a show of why you have an employer that will match your retirement savings, you know, same kind of principle. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the principle that we're wanting to encourage, whether that's a 401k or some other retirement account that you have with your employer. But be prepared and work at a very young age to be able to maximize your money, not in a grotesque, greedy way, but in a way that is good financial well-being, good financial stewardship. We also have inside of the apps gamification, we have a leaderboard on a quarterly basis. Those who are in the younger age group, they receive an award, the top five individuals engaged in the app. And then those that are in an older age group, 13 to 18, they receive a reward. And in this case, it's again, we're a financial institution, so we're going to give you a direct deposit or a deposit directly into your savings account if you're in the top five on what we refer to as the global leaderboard. Again, encouraging from a very young age for mom and dad to have those conversations with their kiddos around money. We also see it as an opportunity for parents to strengthen their money management.
So I love it. I mean, it really, I know the branding has changed, it's CapEd, but you know, because of my history with the institution, mm-hmm. you know, this is, I can't think of a better institution that was started by school teachers to help school teachers get loans. Like the fact that there's an effort here to also educate the people that use your product, you know, in a way that benefits them. I feel like that's a pretty great tie-in there.
Yeah, that's for us. It's part of our DNA, and it goes back to that 86 years of Dr. Ace Chapman was with us today. I think he would be honored and proud of the continuing legacy of supporting individual financial well-being, household and family financial well-being, and that of the entire community. you know, we're blessed that we're approaching 100,000 members in CAPED Credit Union. And we work on a daily basis, whether that's a year at the auto dealership buying a car and need a great rate, a great term to help you meet your transportation needs, whether you are looking to purchase your home, upgrade your home. We have that full service of consumer needs. We also have it available for businesses, the treasury management, cash management, the merchant services, the credit card and debit card swipers, to commercial loans. So CAPED is truly here to serve our community and the individuals on their financial journey.
Well, thanks, Todd. I really enjoyed learning more about, especially the education component of what you're doing to help families, you know, teach those kids, and even us adults, we can all sharpen the saw and learn more
absolutely. On
financial literacy. But before I let you go, there's always a question we ask the people that participate on the podcast, and that is their favorite local small business.
Ooh, that's a tough question. It's not a tough question because several of them come to mind.
Right, and you can list out more than one. That's a legal thing.
That's a legal thing.
Yeah, I'm not asking. You know, I say that it is tough. It's like, you know, your children, they're all your favorites. But what's one that has a, you know, impact in your life daily that, you know, makes your life better?
You know, on the restaurant side, and this harkens back to the time that I spent in Argentina, there's two great local Argentinian restaurants that get a lot of my money, and that is Tongo's. They have a location in Boise as well as in Meridian, and then the Empanada Club. Those both came to my mind when you asked that question. Grover is another one. You know, as we've had to do some repairs on our home, especially on the plumbing side, of being able to go into Grover's and be able to ask some questions, that hometown local knowledge base.
Yeah, it's a cool story. I like that place too.
You know, those are some of the ones that come to my mind just to the forefront. You know, some of the other things of the recreation that we have of cascade rafting. You know, so there's, you know, you asked me that question. It's not difficult to answer. It's difficult to narrow it down to one.
100%.
Per se, but, you know, we're fortunate that we live in a community where we have many, many great businesses that are members of our local chambers of commerce that support each other, that are here to help each other. And that's a great thing about, you know, the great state of Idaho, as I mentioned earlier, here in the Treasure Valley, Magic Valley, great local businesses.
100%. Well, Todd, you're a gentleman, a scholar. Really appreciate you being on the podcast, and thanks so much for your time.
We appreciate that. For those who want to learn more about CAPED, one item here, while we are deeply committed to the education community and supporting the education community, that oftentimes is received or interpreted as that you have to be an educator to join CAPED.
Right.
We as a credit union, we maintain that deep connection to the education community. So those who are employed, retired from, volunteer at, financially support, or are students of, and then their entire families are welcome and invited to join CAPED. So that's a broad swath of our community who meet our, what we refer to as our field of membership requirement. Mm-hmm. But if for some reason you don't fit into that, we welcome you to join the Idaho CAPED Foundation with a one-time membership investment of $20. And then that association between the Idaho CAPED Foundation and CAPED Credit Union qualifies you for membership. And 100% of the dollars that go into the foundation go out in supporting teacher grants. And we run that program across the entire state of Idaho for all accredited schools, K through 12, pre-K through 12. They have an opportunity to apply for one of eight up to $750 grants from September through March. So we have this deep commitment to education, and we invite all to join us in, first and foremost, a financial institution who is here for you and your family. And then our support in the community is tied back to continuing that legacy that Dr. H. Chatburn started in 1936, and that's supporting educators. So come check us out, CAPEDCU, so C-A-P-E-D-C-U, C-U for creditunion.com, CAPEDCU.com, or you can check out the foundation at CAPEDFoundation.org.
Well, that's a lovely note to end on, and thanks again, Todd, for your time.
Awesome. Appreciate the opportunity to share about CAPED and the things that we're doing to support our members and our community.
Of course. Thank you. Hi, Chamber members. Thank you again for listening to the Idaho Cutthroat Business Podcast. This will continue to go forward. Tori is enjoying some personal time off. It's summertime, a chance to just be out where it's beautiful and be with family and friends. And so we miss her on this podcast, but she's here in spirit. We will be excited as a chamber to continue this programming and this podcast. So continue to listen. It's been fun for me to do. It's something I've wanted to try for a while. We have so many wonderful people here in Idaho, and I feel like that's what's missing in every single other podcast I listen to in my life, is there's just not enough Idahoans doing them. So I was really happy to bring this program to the chamber, start it anyway, and for the people that I was able to visit with and get to know a little better, it was wonderful. I hope you've enjoyed the conversations that we've had. And really, just the last thing I'll say is it's just always a pleasure advocating for small businesses. It's been a really fun chance for me to do it a little bit differently than I ever have in my career. When I was with the SBA, that was a lot of fun. But this one let me do it things just a little bit differently, and not without the bureaucracy of the federal government, and then also being allowed to lobby like I wasn't ever able to do as a civil servant before, where I was actually able to visit with our legislative body here in Idaho and ask them to support issues that are important to small business here in our state. So it's been a privilege. It's been a lot of fun. Looking forward to the next chapter, but I will miss being able to advocate for our Boise small businesses on a regular basis, just as part of my day-to-day job. So I want you all to know that that's something I've really appreciated. I love our area. I love our community. It was a wonderful place to grow up and continues to be a wonderful place to live. So yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and for those that have tuned into the podcast and enjoyed it, I'm so happy you have, and have a great week.